A lot of shad at Lilagoon, especially big shad. Some fished up to 4 kilos.
Summer has arrived. Dorados have arrived. All sitting around the ships are from Slonga.
But I am telling you this, the fish are down on the south coast finesse because it's been absolutely epic down here.
There you go, buddy. Hit now!
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey, hello Dorado, hello Big Shad, hello Summer Species, hello anglers off the East Coast. Welcome to another episode where we do not only recap what happened this week, we are going to be talking about a forecast for this weekend. Now in this episode, guys, it's all about the green and gold jumping onto the decks. It's about the massive shad. It's about the yellowtail on the rocks finding the top bungs. Guys, it has been absolutely electric. This episode is so lit that we've even got Adam singing during his fishing report. Now, we're going to not waste time. We're going to get into it, right? But before we do, guys, huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
All right. Thank you, the Kingfisher. Okay, guys, so let's talk about what's coming up, right? We are going to kick it off in Durban, then we're going to move up north because there has been some big fish out there. But you know what you want to wait for as we move down the south coast? Adam's report. Oh, man, that is unreal, right? So stick around for that. And in between that, we are going to talk about those heavy rains that's been coming out from the Midland side. And Jan is going to update us with all those species that we can go if the beaches are going to be a little too busy for you. Now, let's get into it, right? Let's kick it off with Mike V and Brad Krobler with everything that's been going on in and around Durban as well as those offshore waters.
Yeah, the fishing was up, down, and all around this week on the beaches. Some lovely edibles, stumpies, grunters, some lovely cob.
A lot of shad at Lilagoon, especially big shad. The guys got some lovely numbers. Some fish up to 4 kilos, 3-4 kilos. Some maybe even bigger, but yeah, the edibles were around. Missing that, guys got a lot of grey sharks and spinners along our beaches, especially going towards Mshlanga that side. Not too wild, but there was quite a bit. The South Coast also had a couple on most of the points and the beaches there. For some reason, the sandies, honeys, and diamonds on. There's been some very small ones around, but the bigger specimens have taken a vacation or something like that. Not quite sure where they went. As soon as they pop up, I'll let you know. On this paddle ski and ski boat side, it's been about Dorada and Kuta popping up. And then quite a few snook in the mix. Some big Dorado have been caught over the last few days. Some lovely Kuta come out the last few days as well. So it's starting to warm up on that front too. Again, the guys are still dropping baits for yellowtails, things like that. So yeah, the paddle skis and ski boats are doing quite well. In the bay, a lot of grunter. Most of them just size, but a hell of a lot of grunter came out. Quite a few of the guys are getting some nice cob in that. But yeah, a couple kingies here and there, a couple springer. Not a lot, but there's a couple. So hopefully it picks up and we get some more. Thanks, guys. Have a great week. This is Mike V for ANSA News.
Good day, guys. Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. The fishing reports over the last week off the Durban area for ski boats. Well, guys, summer has arrived. Yes, guys, the popcorn bream, aka Dorados, have arrived and they're plentiful. All sitting around the ships are from Slonga and then really out into the deep over the 200 meter mark. There's also been a couple of marlin, sailfish, some tuna came out the other day as well. On the bottom fish side, guys, the general bottom fishing, slingers, soldiers, rock hard. On my side, it's been mainly targeting all the game fish. It's been really productive. So you guys have tight lines. And this is Brad for Angling News South Africa. And speak to you guys all next.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. What a great start to the show. Oh, I love it. That offshore side that Brad is talking about. He is not joking, guys. The entire week, I've been getting flooded with images coming out of the offshore side. Now, something else that's happening on the offshore and the rock itself is Michaela Daniels. Oh, my goodness. She is landing sharks off the beach. She's catching Dorado offshore. She is fishing. She is Daiwa's new ambassador. And she knows exactly what's happening on the Durban North area. She's going to give us a report to get us amped for this weekend.
What's up, everyone? This is Michaela from Durban reporting for Angler News SA. This past week has shown us that summer is here in full swing, and so are the fish, with some huge catches having come out along our coastline. Starting at Blue Lagoon, it absolutely fired this week, with lots of big shad having come out, with a few grunts and pompano in between, while the anglers at Beachwood also hooked it into some lovely shad and one or two grunter. For the guys at Virginia, there's been a couple in pompano coming out amongst a few shad and the usual blacktail, with a few rays being caught in between. Moving along to Mthlanga, there's been plenty shad and sharks being caught in the early mornings and late evenings, with the usual scratching species being caught throughout the day. For the offshore side, there's still plenty snook coming out off backline, while the deep has been producing some lovely sized dorado and yellowfin tuna, and a few sailfish. The bottoms has slowed down with the darga and gilbeck, but guys are still hooking into some big rockharden reds. Moving up to Mthloti, the rock and surf anglers have been getting into some shad rockhard and a few cave bass, while the offshore has seen quite a few cooter coming out, as well as a couple of dorado and wahoo in the deep. And the bottoms fishermen have been getting stuck into some big rockhards and a few yellowtail. That's going to be it from me for this week, guys. Tight lines and have a great one.
Thank you, Michaela. What a good report, a good honest report, and all that big shad she's talking about, guys. I know you've seen it. It's been on the socials. If you haven't, check it out on our socials, Angler News SA. We are on Facebook, Insta, TikTok. You'll find all those catches out there. Hey, by the way, speaking of shows, don't forget you can catch my Coast Watch on East Coast Radio on Friday mornings at 6:40. That's where I'm going to give you the lowdown of everything that's happening in and around our coastal waters. That's throughout the whole of the East Coast. Whether you're into fishing, surfing, kayaking, whatever it is, if it's to do with the ocean or anything, any water body, put it that way, I'm going to update you on that. Now, let's move further up north with Deandra, where she's got a report of everything that's been happening up on the North Coast. Yeah, there's been some iffy days in between, but that never stopped the anglers, and they did bring in the fish.
Throughout some windy days and days of big seas, anglers still managed to hook into some really nice catches. In St. Lucia and Tugela, there was an increase in blackfin striking, with many lost and some also successfully landed. Well done to the anglers that has landed these beauties. Grey sharks, spinners and milkies are also present in larger numbers, with more honeys and sandies also on the bite. Edibles for rock and surf is still on, with smaller stumpies, bronze bream, shad and a few decent sized cobs this week. The offshore had a few windows of productive fishing, with a frenzy of dorado catches throughout the North Coast shore, as well as cooter, snook and kingfish also in the mix. The tough conditions can be daunting, but like the saying goes, you can't catch a fish if you don't have bait in the water. All the best for another week, and well done on all the successful catches. I'm Deandra, reporting for Angler News South Africa, Tightlines.
Thank you, Dee. I know you had a bit of a trying time while fishing. I saw you fishing on Friday night. That wind was pounding, but you persevered. Well done. Kudos to you on going out there and braving those conditions. And yes, the fishing did pick up. So she's absolutely spot on with that. Now, what happened to the fishing in the Midlands? We know we've had some serious rainfall, right? We got a full detailed report of the weather that's been going on up in the Midlands from Jan, and he's also going to tell us more about the species that's been on the bite throughout this entire week and what we can expect for this weekend.
Hey there, guys. So the recent rains have pushed the level of the Mgeni system across the Midlands up to 95% full supply level. And with both Midmar and Albertville sitting at over 96% full supply level, my guess is the next big rains will push these waters over the walls. There was some excitement that Midmar had already started going over, but this was wind-driven water in last week's storm that wreaked havoc in Hilton. Reports are that there's also been plenty more rainfall at the mountains and that the rivers and streams are coming down full bore. The upper reaches remain relatively clear due to natural vegetation, but lower down, any runoff from the cleared areas will input some serious chocolate color. With the flows up, remember last week's suggestion of a third leg, that is a wading stock, becomes even more prescient for those anglers planning to tackle the moving waters. There have been no returns from the Nympha Fly Fishers Club river anglers over the past week, and the local community contact for the Bushmen's River reported that the river was high and with a likelihood of more rain. And when he says high, it's usually an indication that there's trees, cars, and perhaps even some buildings could come floating down. A report from further afield noted that that weather and river conditions were challenging, to put it mildly, and definitely not dry fly water. But this angler did, however, manage to put a weighted nymph rig down and was rewarded with a solid brown trout. And this was after taking a tumble. And see my recommendation above for that third leg. The NFFC Stillwater anglers did not fare much better over the past week. Just a few returns, and most making some snide comments about the weather. but a single return with a fish, and a good one at that, landing in the 19 to 21 inch or 48 to 53 centimeter class. Surface water temperature was reported at 18 to 19 degrees, and with weather again playing a large role here. You might get chased off the water by an afternoon thunderstorm, but the period before is usually the most productive. And once again, and I keep on saying it ad nauseum, if you ain't out there, you certainly ain't catching. And there are some private still waters that are happily giving up the goods and showing off their local residents. Of news to the fly tying fraternity is that Ed Herbst, wildly considered to be the high priest of fly tying and small stream fly fishing in South Africa, and has released his long-awaited book, Delicate Fly Fisher. There is an inspection copy available to preview at Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg, and with print on demand copies can be ordered from Amazon. Once again, no word from the bass anglers at Albert Falls. Midmar is reportedly still giving up some numbers of smaller size fish. Last weekend saw the KZN Small Craft Bass League hold event number 8 on the National Small Craft Bass League at Mearns Dam. Biggest fish was 57.5 centimeters in a 5-fish winning bag of 237 centimeters. And congratulations goes to Henry Human. The new season for the Small Craft League kicks off at the beginning of February. Carp and barbel in amongst them have been active on the surface at Albert Falls and, once again, weather-dependent, being targeted by the fly anglers. Calm, still conditions are required to be able to see the fish on the surface, but as soon as the wind gets up and there's a bit of a riffle, it makes spotting fish almost impossible. Red-breast tilapia have also been around. Cirque-Fontaine yellows are still up for a tussle, reports Jeremy Rochester from Escape Fly Fishing. And there have been some good fishing on the dry fly using hoppers along with beetle and patterns. Guys, do stop into the Kingfisher for the best in tackle advice. And this is Jan Korbel reporting for Kingfisher Maritzburg and for Angler News South Africa.
Thank you, Jan. Another great report, my friend. Thank you for the update with those dam levels. They're very interesting right now, especially at this time of the year where we are planning those trips Midlands because, yeah, the beaches are going to get a bit full. You know, that's not going to stop me either way. I'm still going to be on the coastline. However, if I want to take out the family, thanks for the heads up on that. And especially, you know, if we're not going to catch bass, we got so many other species to catch over there. So well done, Jan. Thank you so much for that. Now let's move on back down to the South Coast. All right, let's go mid-south. Let's kick it off with Ray Thompson and all those species that are on the bite this week.
Due to the mixed and variable winds that we've had over the last week, there's been a whole array of fish, depending on what you were looking for. Scottburn has been throwing grey sharks, milkies, of course, shad. Warners did exactly the same. We had some honeycombs coming out on the left of Warners. Some guys that were fishing on the beach at the hump got sand sharks. And of course, there were grey sharks in the dark. 99% of our fish are coming out in the evening. And I'm talking about our flatfish, our sharks and skates. During the day, early morning, of course, Warners and Jorvinkel, places like that, have been producing shads. It looks like we're going to have some big storms and rain coming up, which is going to discolor the water for us, and it's going to make it even better for the fishing for the flatfish going forward. So guys, go out there.
Thank you, Ray. That's so much better than what we had last week. There are such a variety of species that's on the bite right now happening down the South Coast, but that is still nothing compared to what's happening down lower south. Guys, it is absolute mayhem. It's carnage. It is crazy with the amount of fish that's going on out there. Now, I did promise you Adam is going to be singing. Whoa, he is certainly in the Christmas spirit. He's in the summer vibe. It is the South Coast, and the fishing is absolutely on fire. This is the report of what's been going on.
Hey, Banesh, I hope you're well, my friend. And guess what? Guess who's back? Back again. South Coast back. Tell a friend, because it's been absolutely beautiful down the South Coast. And you know what? I should never audition for Idols, but I am telling you this. The fish are down on the South Coast, Finesh, because it's been absolutely epic down here. You know, last week, yes, it was a little bit of touch and go. Things weren't that great. The weather wasn't playing its part. And even in this week, things weren't that great either. However, the guys have been absolutely rewarded with stunning fish. From Brendan with the beautiful Dorado on the ski boat to Sloan and Jap getting gorgeous yellowtail off the rocks and absolutely specimen sizes as well. There's gas bottle tuna around, there's big Scotchman around, and guess what? There's even been Scotchman size shad of Margaret Pier and off the bricks. So yeah, we've got that purple heart finish. It's never gonna go away because it is the South Coast. And if that is not your thing, just perhaps, guess what? There are bronze bream, there's zebras, there's cave bass, there's rock cod. It's all just happening. And even on the non-aired side of things, we've got honeycombs, we've got hammers, we've got sand sharks down in Port Ivan, and we've even got a couple of greys in between. So what do you want? Come to the South Coast, pick your fish, and you're going to catch it, Vinesh, at this stage. However, this coming weekend, the weather's going to be a little bit meh. We're not too sure what's going to happen, but look what happened last week. The fish were just passing like wild. So would you ever bet against us? Definitely not me, Vinesh. Otherwise, guys, stay safe, tight lines, and definitely let's see those catches.
Adam Lyon, you absolute legend. Yes, he is back. Oh, it's not Shady back. Adam's back. Oh, and the Sulcos is back. The Purple Patch is back. The run is on. All those species. Where are you going to fish this weekend? After hearing that, would you want to go anywhere else apart from the South Coast? I really wonder about that. I mean, we do know Deandra is talking about some nice fishing up there. I mean, Michaela, Mike V, Brad, they're all talking about the fish out of Durban. We know Blue Lagoon is going on with Shad, Grunter, and Stampies, but the South Coast, man, you know what? That's exactly where I'm going to be now. Unfortunately, I'm going to be fishing mid-south. I'm not going to make it all the way down. If you are heading down there, please let me know. Please share those catches with us. Send it to us at Angler News, any of our social platforms. Just attach it to the comments. I will be glad to pick it up and give you those bragging rights you deserve. But for now, guys, the fishing is on. It's summer. It's 2 weeks before Christmas. School's out. The festive season is in full bloom. So all that's left for you to do is get out there, put out a bait, wet a line. And with that being said, until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.